Dr. David Songstad, director of research in cell biology at a company called Cibus, explains why his technique of genome editing is not the same as GMO. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
GMOs have been around for over 20 years, and I'm not aware of a single instance where GMOs have had a negative impact on human health. None at all. There's a lot of concern, and of course, I think the public has a right to be concerned, and I do feel that from a science-based approach, there's no evidence that GMOs are hurting people in any way, shape, or form. But yet, there's that concern out there. So I think what that means is that as scientists, we need to listen to those concerns and do a better job at communicating the safety aspects. There's been no issues in terms of human health. But turning to genome editing, the advantage there is it's not GMO from the standpoint of either a knockout or a nucleotide substitution. In fact, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue earlier this year said he's not going to push for regulations on genome editing where it does not involve any plant pest. And that includes knockouts and the nucleotide substitution. And the reason why is the nucleotide substitution, Mother Nature does the very same thing. We call them SNPs, a single nucleotide polymorphism.
Genome editing has been all over the news for killing disease. David Sparks.